Not many people today know that this town of Oswego was once the site of a busy iron mining and foundry business. My name is Morton McCarver, and it was my good fortune to discover a bed of brown hematite ore in the hills near here. Even better was the fact that the ore was close to the surface and easy to obtain. With all the wooded hills here to provide charcoal for a smelter, all that was needed to start producing iron was a source of water for power. So the stream known as Sucker Creek was dammed up to create a lake, and construction began on a furnace not long after 1866. That is how the lake in Lake Oswego came to be. The iron business proved to be more challenging than the original businessman had imagined, and never quite prospered. But by the 20s, the company that had made iron and pipes was land rich and began selling property in the area. Their genius was that they didn't just sell plots, they reimagined what had been an industrial town as a prestigious lakeside retreat. If you are interested, one of the first two pigs smelted back in the beginning of Oswego's Iron Age can still be seen as a street marker down at the corner of Ladd and Durham.